Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel tonight is mild, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is also enjoying a calm night, a perfect evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Times of Israel, Saudi Arabia covertly launched strikes on Iran during the war, in what sources say were retaliatory actions for Iranian attacks on the kingdom. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also, Ynet reported 4 hours ago that former President Trump is considering a limited strike on Iran or a temporary deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as Israel favors broader strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure, but worries about being blamed for escalating tensions. Also, this hour, I-24 News says the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after the recent ceasefire, collaborating once with Israel. This was reported 6 hours ago. Separately, JNS reports from 2 hours ago that Jewish leaders are calling for a boycott of the New York Times after the Israeli Foreign Ministry criticized the paper for a shameful attack on the Jewish state. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, just 23 minutes ago, Australia's budget has allocated an extra $22 million for Jewish security, with Minister Burke stating that anti-Semitism doesn't belong here. Jewish Australians do. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lee Smith, a political analyst, commented just minutes ago that analysts who think Iran is winning are either obtuse or dishonest. A.G. Hamilton, an online commentator, shared examples earlier today of misinformation linked to a Hamas-affiliated human rights monitor, questioning the New York Times editorial decisions. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli activist, criticized a New York Times article by Nick Kristof, describing it as propaganda and warning of its potential to fuel anti-Semitism at a time of heightened tensions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Saudi strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports that these were in response to Iranian attacks on Saudi territory. The UAE also participated in similar actions, indicating a coordinated effort among Gulf states. The implications for regional stability are significant, as these actions could further inflame tensions between Tehran and its neighbors. Turning to the U.S.-Iran developments. Ynet highlights that Trump's consideration of military action or a temporary deal reflects the complex geopolitics in the Gulf. Israel's preference for a broader approach underscores the strategic importance of Iran's energy infrastructure. Any escalation could impact global oil markets and international relations. Meanwhile, the grassroots boycott of the New York Times signals growing frustration among Jewish communities over perceived media biases. The JNS report notes that this comes at a sensitive time for Israeli diplomacy, as the nation seeks to counter negative narratives abroad. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the ongoing conflict is boosting Israeli defense and cyber tech sectors. Sullivan and Worcester's Oded Har-Even notes that despite global geopolitical shifts, Israel's technological edge remains strong. Separately, Globes announced that S&P has affirmed Israel's credit rating at A with a stable outlook. This decision reflects the diminished immediate security threats and confidence in Israel's economic resilience. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the Israeli government plans to support mortgage holders with a monthly benefit of 1,000 shekels. This initiative, led by the economic advisor to the Prime Minister, aims to ease the financial burden on families amid political and economic changes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.